During his testimony today in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was asked about his ties to Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the Trump campaign, specifically if he met privately with the ambassador at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington during a foreign policy event in April of 2016. Sessions stated he did not recall any such meeting, saying that he was there for a speech by then-candidate Trump, and he was in attendance as a member of the campaign staff only. Sessions also stated that any suggestions that he colluded with the Russians during the election was an appalling and detestable lie. When pushed about the reasons he recused himself from the Russian investigation, he stated it was not because he did something wrong or was the subject of an investigation. Rather, he stated he stepped aside because of Justice Department rules regarding conflict of interest. He recused himself last March. However, he was appointed Attorney General in February. When asked about the circumstances regarding his recommendation for the recent firing of former FBI head James Comey, which in itself has raised questions about whether this violated his recusal from the Russian investigations, Sessions said he had concerns about Comey's job performance even before he was confirmed. He went on to say he discussed the recommendation with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and they agreed a fresh start was probably for the best. Before this time, Sessions had never had any conversation with Comey about his job performance. Comey had testified last week that when he complained to Sessions that he did not want to be left alone with Trump again, Sessions would not respond to his complaint. Sessions contradicted this testimony, saying he stressed to Comey the need to be careful about following appropriate policies. Sessions also stated he was confident that Comey understood Justice Department rules concerning communicating with the White House about ongoing investigations and would abide by them. For KBOO News, I'm Al Khan.